American presidential elections, the height of democracy.
The 1836 presidential campaign saw a return to a two-party system. The National Republicans had renamed themselves Whigs, a name derived from the 18th century British party that tried to lessen the power of the crown. The Whigs hoped to throw the election into the House by running three candidates: William H. Harrison from Ohio, Daniel Webster from Massachusetts, and Hugh White from Tennessee. The key issue of the campaign was the abolition of slavery and sectional tensions related to it. Just as in the election of 1816, the incumbent handpicked his successor, Vice President Martin Van Buren. Richard M. Johnson would be his running mate. Because no vice presidential candidate received a majority, the decision went to the Senate, where Johnson defeated Francis Granger. Van Buren won by a comfortable majority, with Harrison placing second.